From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
My gosh, can you not scare people when we have them in the studio? We only have guests so rarely.
I know, you're right.
You're scaring them.
Well, look, you know, if you're in a radio studio, chances are the host is going to say, you want to be on the radio? But that's okay. I won't pressure anyone. Don't worry, girls, you're safe. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for clicking download.
We're just smuggling girls into the studio. Don't worry about it.
No comment.
No comment. Hey, if you are downloading the episodes, great one for you to get around. A lot of stories, really eye-opening stories about natural disasters.
Yeah.
As we're looking over at the States, Milton about to hit Florida. People's stories, phenomenal.
I didn't even get to tell mine about when I was in Iceland last year and there was the volcano that threatened to erupt and then it never erupted.
You weren't going to go, were you? You weren't quite there yet.
Yeah, it was like the days leading up to it, they were like, volcano eruption imminent.
Yes.
Towns closed. And then nothing ever happened.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you could see the lava and the smoke.
I did have mates go over to Bali in 2018 and the volcano erupted over there.
Yeah, I was there for that.
They got stuck.
Yeah.
They got stuck there. A week-long holiday ended up being like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
They had to work from over there because our boss was like, don't take any leave. We're not going to give you any free leave. You're going to be working it. So they ended up having to work from Bali.
That's the dream.
Oh, no. What a shame.
I nearly got stuck there. That happened while I was there. And I was on an AirAsia flight and all the other flights got cancelled. Like Qantas cancelled, Jetstar, Virgin cancelled.
Yep.
AirAsia still flew.
Oh.
And so I'm on this flight in this ash cloud. Like, I'm going to die. Are you right? Sorry. So Danny, who's sitting in the studio with us.
Yes.
Has just opened up my doorbell camera.
Oh, she's using your
phone. She's used my Face ID to get into my doorbell camera app to look at the Woolies. It's the Woolies guy, okay? He's dropping off my groceries.
Do you want to date him, Danny? Is he your type?
I can talk to him, you know, through the camera. Should I talk to him and say...
Do you want to talk to him? You can talk to him, Danny.
Oh, he's
gone. She says she's okay.
He's gone. Shame.
He ran away.
He ran away. Yeah. He knew you were trying to hack the system.
Everybody's trying to scam you at the moment, aren't they?
Literally. Before I was sitting here and Danny was taking my rings off my finger while I was on air.
Yeah, that's another type of scam.
Yeah, that's just pure theft.
Enjoy the show. We do ask also the question, what did you dig up? A lot of fun stories in that too.
So true.
Are you tired? Sorry, you were just yawning over there.
I am tired.
Just roll the tape.
It's been a tough day. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Live across the sunny coast.
Does Polly want to steal your cracker?
Yeah, yeah.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hello and happy hump day, sunny coast.
How good is this? Already Wednesday. Feels like we've only just started the week.
Love it.
Bring it on. Hey, sunny coast, if you've stayed dry over the night and today as well, you want to stick around for the show because a whole heap of prizes coming your way. We've got a mountain of double passes to the brand new Venom film, Venom the Last Dance. So if you love your Marvel, you could be scoring those tickets with us, the Savi.
I watched Deadpool and Wolverine on the weekend.
Don't talk about it like, hey, so I've seen this movie. Is that good? Cool.
Well, you know, I don't see movies ever. I'm not really big on movies, but it is.
I've seen one of the Star Wars.
Oh, I haven't seen any of those ones. They suck. But the Marvel ones are a bit of fun. Oh, sorry, I forget. That's your biggest.
It's like
love
my bread and butter. I woke up this morning, watched Star Wars TV shows, then played a Star Wars video game, and then came to work. That was my morning.
You're a nerd.
Newsflash. What's news about that? Yes, how was Deadpool and Wolverine?
I really liked it. It's a bit kind of you don't really know where to look. Like there's just a lot going on. There's a lot of subtle jabs here and there.
A lot of it going over your head.
Very funny.
Also, it's your boys.
It's my two boys.
It's your two celeb crushes.
Right,
Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman.
Except Ryan Reynolds, I don't love the fact that they've like messed up his face for the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, he's all scarred.
Because his face is so pretty.
Yeah.
You know? Why not?
But you can just watch for the rest of him. Oh, but that's in the suit
that's
the entire
the
time. He doesn't get any
Who
of the muscles out.
Who knows what's real, what's not, you know?
Yeah.
Bit of a shame. Anyway, that's my only complaint about the movie.
Do you like him with the messed up face?
I prefer him without it.
Okay.
If I had to choose.
I was going to say, if you had a night with him, you'd be like, can you put the mask on, please?
Yes. Don't think anyone's saying that. Anyway.
There's some sickos out there. I'm sure they would.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
I am concerned, Taz, that you are about to put a knife through my best friend.
Yeah, the Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to say, me? No, I'm not putting a knife through myself.
Hey, you're not my best friend. We've been over this.
So Dua Lipa, international pop star, went viral, 6 months to a year ago with how she eats her vanilla ice cream.
It was yucky.
It was yucky. So she has her ice cream with olive oil and sea salt. Mm-hmm. Not a great concoction. We tried it here on the show. It was all right. I'd much prefer ice cream by itself.
Yeah.
They didn't add to the ice cream at all.
No,
however, it went really viral. Everybody was talking about it online. And I think, look, this reeks of I want to go viral again. So I don't want to talk.
It's a little publicity stunt.
I think so. She's been filmed putting together a different type of drink. She was at a club or a bar over the weekend, but she was having Coke Zero and she talked the camera through it. She says, we start with Coke Zero. Mm-hmm. Then I like to add two ingredients. Pickle juice and jalapeno juice.
I mean, great if you're cramping up because that's the athletes all drink pickle juice during sporting games.
Once she mixes it all together and she drinks it, you see in her face she's never done this before.
She's hating
it. And she's going, oh, it's no good. But she like smiles and goes, yeah, that's really yum. But I thought, let's just play along with Dua right now.
Oh, it's a good sound.
Ready for some Coke Zero?
ASMR at its finest, bro. Oh gosh.
So there we go. One glass of Coke Zero, and I'll do a second one as well. I've got all of the ingredients. This was my morning, actually, between the Star Wars video games and stuff.
You got to tilt the glass when you pour your Coke Zero.
It's not a beer.
Yeah, nah, same deal, though. Gets frothy. Right, okay. And also, don't fill it all the way up.
I'm not filling it all the way up.
Oh, gosh.
The bubbles disappear.
Have you ever worked in a bar before?
No.
No, it shows.
Yeah, good.
It really shows.
Have you?
Yeah, man. I was an approved manager.
Were you really?
Yeah, this tiny bar in Perth that no one ever came to.
Good, good. Is that because you were there and you stunk up the place?
Yeah, I got free chippies, though. So okay. It was my heavier year, that's
now,
for sure.
I've got pickle juice here.
Oh, can I have them when you're done?
I don't,
those baby
cucumbers. I don't want them. Yeah, I don't want them.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm going to pour some of that in.
Oh, okay. Is there any portion control here?
Not really. That's heaps. She just does a splash in each one.
That was more than a splash. That was...
Okay, two splashes. I don't really want to get...
Oh, gosh. You've poured half the pickle juice in there.
It's going to be gross. She had bits of jalapeno and pickles in her drink too, so I'm expecting that to happen. Okay. Well, here we go. Jalapenos, juice in there.
Is this going to be spicy?
I don't know what it's going to be like. She puts up with it.
Honestly. This is the same amount of time it takes to make an espresso martini.
Well, you would know, approved manager.
Yes.
I don't want to pass it over the equipment worth half $1 million. So I'll pass it around. There we go. So this is Dua Lipa's brand new Coke Zero contraption. I do not like the smell of it, the look of it, everything. I'm going to try it first.
Okay. He's taking a big sip.
Oh, God.
Oh, it smells funky.
Mix it.
It smells...
all I'm going to say, mix it, because I hardly got any Coke there. I just got the sauce.
Okay, it smells just like pickle. All right, ready?
Oh! Yuck. No good. Oh.
Not the worst drink in the world.
What? It's disgust. I would not drink another sip of that.
I think the jalapeno juice, there's something in that.
Do you want me to add some more
of it? No, I'm good. You know what? just leave Coke Zero alone. I've said it before. I'll
Do
say it again.
Do you think Dua Lipa drinks her Coke Zero like this?
No.
Or is this a made-up stunt?
Dua Lipa? I'm more like Dua Liar. Am I right?
Good one. She won't mess with you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
What did you dig up?
I'm concerned about some of the answers we might get here, Taz.
What was underground when you found it and you dug it up accidentally or on purpose? I'm hoping for treasure.
Oh,
how good would that be? But we'll take good, bad, ugly, whatever you got. What did you dig up? Because on the weekend, I got a FaceTime from my friend's partner. They both live down in like South Gold Coast area. Mm-hmm. Recently bought a house about a year ago. They're finally doing some landscaping. And my mate was like, look, I'm going to hire like a little bobcat thing. I'm going to do some digging up. And I was like, because he works out in the mines and stuff. And he can do it. And I was like, I don't believe you can drive that thing. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to dig this up. I'm going to dig that tree up. And I said, okay, call me when you do. I want to see this in person because otherwise I'll never believe that he actually did it.
Yeah.
So his partner calls and she's FaceTiming and she was like, you wanted to see? This is what Shane's doing. Anyway, she turns the camera and he's like digging away and we're chatting, her and I. And then she stops and he stops and they start freaking out. They take me over to it.
Oh, God.
They dig up.
Is it a body?
No. So whoever they've bought the house from obviously used to own a dog.
Oh!
And the dog's maybe not with us anymore.
Oh! funeral for the dog.
They had a backyard funeral for the dog. Maybe didn't mark it appropriately for the new owners. So they came across the dog.
I mean, Taz?
It's not a good story.
How did they know that it was the dog? Like, are we talking skeletal remains?
We've put two and two together.
Right.
And equaled dog.
It's not a human, is it?
No, it's not a human. Okay, it's definitely not a human. It's a weird looking human if it was.
Okay.
But what did you dig up, Sunny Coast? We've got double passes to Venom, The Last Dance. Don't miss the action comedy starring Tom Hardy at Event Cinemas October 24. We'll take the good, the bad and the ugly.
Oh, I'd love to hear from a metal detectorist who has gone... and then dug under and found a treasure.
And what has the machine done, though? 545-11919. What did you dig up, Sunny Coast? We want to know.
Yeah, if my parents' place in Perth ever gets dug up, there'll be a few old canines floating
just
around.
Just dogs or any other types of animals?
There'd be two dogs. There'd be a guinea pig. Hermit crabs.
They could do some sort of cool zoo out of all that sort
Honestly,
of stuff.
They're practically fossils. By now.
Hang on a second. It's Jurassic Park 5's here, everybody.
Oh, rip. Deb's in Kurrumundi. Hi, Deb.
Hey, guys. You kind of just took me on a trip back in time then, because I was remembering what my dad used to do with our family pets, and he didn't bury them or have a funeral. But we'll move on.
Oh, okay.
Tell us off the air, yeah, Deb.
I will. My story, I'm just trying to, it includes a dog as well, but it's a little bit happier.
Okay.
So we've got a beautiful big rescue dog from the shelter that we got. We've had him for about 6 years now. When we got him, he was a puppy, and he just dug up the backyard, massive hole. And what he dug up was heaps of rubbish.
Oh.
Coke bottles, beer bottles, and so my suspicion is that when they were building the house, the builders just chucked their rubbish and then, covered it over.
So you've got some fossilised artefacts in your backyard as well. Who knows? Could be worth millions in years to come, Dad.
Yes.
Fossilised Coke bottle.
A little 4X. ancient relic.
There was a really cool Buddha beer bottle thing that we kept.
Oh, you really did keep it. There you go. The dog's a treasure hunter. I love it. All right, keep these calls coming, Sunny Coast. Thank you, Deb. 545-11919.
What did her dad do with the old animals?
I don't want to know.
I think I do.
My guess is taxidermy.
Yeah, so do I, with the glass eyes.
Yeah, it's on Deb's wall today. Helen, what'd you dig up?
Well, I've got two stories, one good and one bad, so I don't know what you want to hear.
Maybe do we start with the bad and finish with the good?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so my brother and I decided we were going to make a flower garden in our house, and we were kind of similar to your friends. We kind of forgot we had a bit of a pet cemetery, and especially where we dug. I used to make little wooden boxes. So I had a pet guinea pig in a box. I had a pet canary in a box. And we kind of forgot about them. We both dug them up. We were opening it up. My parents came around and were absolutely mortified that we dug these back out of the garden. So that was the bad story.
Did you think as a kid that when you were digging them up, did you think, oh, my gosh, treasure?
Yeah, we did actually. We just didn't even realise. And, my brother and I got a hammer, a screwdriver. We're getting these little boxes open. And, not nice what we found inside.
No, not at all.
Good story, Helen. Save us.
Okay, so my mum had inherited some jewellery from her mother, and she had this beautiful pearl ring, and she dropped it out of our two-storey window. And so she thought we're never going to get back. And then we asked around, and we managed to borrow a metal detector, and we found the ring.
No way!
Wow.
Yeah, so it wasn't worth a lot of money, but it had a lot of sentimental value, so she was absolutely stoked.
Oh, did you? I've always wanted to have a metal detector. Taz, it's my birthday next month. Can you get me a metal detector?
How much are they?
I don't know. Helen?
Well, we borrowed one for that, but we have since bought a little one for my son, which was $60, which works for basic stuff.
Yeah.
So, you can get them pretty cheap. I don't know how good that one would have been, but the one we borrowed from someone in town worked really well. It probably was a bit more than $60, though.
There you go.
Love it.
Thank you, Helen.
That's awesome.
What a roller coaster.
Helen, we'll get your tickets to Venom as well. Don't go anywhere. Jessie from Narimba, welcome to the show. Jessie, what did you dig up?
Well, back in the day, in one of my childhood houses, we dug up a tin of cold hard cash.
Wow.
This is it. The dream.
Stop the show. Don't play any more music. Jesse, tell us everything.
Well, in the shed, there was a big oil drum that was filled with, like, dirt and other rubbish that the previous owner must have left behind.
Yeah.
They were cleaning out the shed, digging through this drum, and then there was this tin of cash in there.
Oh, how much?
Enough.
Oh.
Jesse, can you give us a ballpark, mate?
Probably 1,000-ish.
Oh, wow.
Paper notes, too. Old money.
What a dream come true. Did you have to share it with anyone or did you just pocket it?
Yeah, I only got a small portion of it. Parents took most of it, as they do.
Yeah.
It's not worth killing anybody over a couple of $100. But you would have been like, well, it's buried treasure. You know, normally people kill other people for this sort of stuff.
Oh, Jesse, that is a great story. Exactly what we're hoping for.
Wow.
We want to send you to see Venom as well, bud.
Thank you.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Morning. Big breakfast with Foz and Brooke. Pretty raunchy show this morning.
Very raunchy. I tuned into the socials to see a middle-aged, we'll call him, man.
Mm. Yep.
Dancing all over our very own Foz.
Hey.
Fozzy, can you bring us up to speed on what went down on your show this morning and how you feel about it, please?
How are you guys? Well, I've just picked Jack up from childcare. You know when you get side eyes from all the carers at childcare, something has gone on your radio show.
You know you're making an impact, Fozzy. All right? You're in the right direction, mate. What? So why did I see everybody's favourite tugboat shirtless this morning on the show?
Well, I'm getting married on November the 22nd, and as you know, an important part of getting married is the bucks and the hen.
Mm,
so I'm having a bucks party back down in Melbourne, and Brooks decided to throw me a little bit of a hen's party.
Beautiful.
And the most important part of a hen's party, Ali, as you know, is the stripper.
I have absolutely no idea what you're referring to.
Ellie knows it.
I can't.
She gets it.
Oh, she gets it.
No, I don't understand. Oh, anyway, you got a stripper. That's what I'm taking from this.
So Brooke decided to surprise me with a on the show this morning. And I didn't know who it was. I narrowed it down to five people.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was either my mum.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was either Tassie, probably. I thought it could have been Ruby, our CEO.
Oh.
But it turned out to be the one, the only, Tugboat Robinson. Could have been the mayor.
Could have
the
been
Sunny
the
Coast.
Mayor. So true. He came second.
I wonder if he would have done it if he had been elected as the mayor.
Surely not. I don't think Rosanna's getting up to, you know.
Well, she's next on my list. But okay. I actually said to Tugboat, I said, maybe you should run this on your campaign trail. It might have got you over the line.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Did it get you over the line this morning, Fozzy?
Okay, all right.
Wow, what? Jesus, Tazzy.
Calm your farm.
What? What's wrong with that? Answer the question, Fozzy. Right.
It was all in good fun. It was all in good spirit. And he did a disturbingly good job, surprisingly. Done.
Ah.
So
honestly, he put some gusto into it. He was bloody licking you at points. He was straddling you. The whole shebang. Up on our Instagram, if you haven't seen the video, please check it out.
Oh, so good.
If that doesn't make you want to watch, then I don't know what will.
I know, right? Now knowing what you got, would you have preferred it was Taz giving you the little strip tease?
I mean, both have their positives, so I won't lie. So.
What are my positives?
You're agile.
That's very good.
You're
quite limber.
Limber,
I've been told.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Fozzy. Well, you go take another shower, buddy. Thank you for
I'm starting as we speak.
Good on
if
you,
that mom. Doesn't make
Ellie
you want to...
Ellie Taz on 91.9
CFM. Hey, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. We want to know, have you been in a natural disaster? Because the story around the world this week, the big thing that everybody will be talking about is Hurricane Milton over in the US, only probably 12 hours-ish away from hitting the coastline of Florida. It's going to be covering the entirety of Florida. Florida sticks out from kind of mainland US. So it's really just going to pass through Florida and kind of not hit the rest of the mainland US. Currently sitting at a Cat 5 as of a couple of hours ago. I'm just staying across all of the Florida-based Instagram pages that you have to follow. looks like millions of people evacuating for this thing as well. Like, it's just, it's going to be huge.
Hurricanes are scary.
Big.
You know, because you can shelter, but your shelter might come down.
You don't know. You know. Exactly. It's just that unknown, unpredictability. You just know that there's going to be this massive force overhead. It's only going to last a couple of hours. It's going to breeze over the entire state. What I'm thinking over in the US is it's quite good that they had, well, it's not good. Okay. Recently, 2 weeks ago, they had that Hurricane Helene go through. Mm-hmm. A lot of deaths, unfortunately, with Hurricane. But hopefully it's woken up a lot of Florida. This time around, they've gone, oh, my gosh, we've just seen what's happened. If you maybe don't give this the respect that it needs.
Yeah, people have had a wake-up call.
Hopefully. Yeah, exactly. So hopefully whatever stats that they would normally see evacuate, more people are evacuating this time, getting out of harm's way. They've got the time. You know, it's not like it's a fast-moving storm.
Yeah.
They've got a day or so more up their sleeve. They've known that it's been coming for the last 4 or 5 days. But, yeah, Cat 5 is pretty brutal. It looks like it's going to be a Cat 4 by the time it hits land.
But if you're if a whole state needs to evacuate, like imagine even Queensland, which is far tinier than Florida.
We can't go to Brisbane on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Imagine us all trying to get out of the sunny coast and go somewhere.
It's
going
to take you a long time.
Right.
Hopefully a lot of them have evacuated already, and therefore that's why we're asking this question this afternoon. Have you been in a natural disaster? I have. Up north, I'll tell you my story next, but we want to hear your stories. 545-11919. We got double passes to the new Venom film to give away, Venom The Last Dance. I remember being in Darwin and I was there for Cyclone Marcus. Mm-hmm. So two cyclones went over when I was there at the time. I lived there for about 3 or 4 years. We had a Cyclone Francis go through and then a Cyclone Marcus. I'd only just moved out of home and my parents' names are Marcus and Francis. So I was like, great, thanks, Mum and Dad, for keeping an eye on me.
Yeah.
But, Marcus was pretty bad. It was a Cat 3 when it went over, and it was the worst storm Darwin had seen since Tracy, which was, mid-70s, Christmas Day. So, it was pretty big. We had these huge trees that just were pillars of a suburb just knocked over.
Wind is scary, man.
That's right. 545-11919. Have you been in a natural disaster?
Andrew is in Glasshouse. Andrew, have you been in one, bud?
My wife has actually been in Cyclone Tracy.
Oh, up north.
She was she?
Wow.
Jeez, what did she say it was like?
Well, she said, like, their dad had to knock out the windscreen of the car and put cardboard on the front of the car to drive. They were sent from Darwin down to Alice Springs.
Yep.
And in the museum in Darwin, the Cyclone Tracy sort of little spiel thing they have, they are actually known as immigrants.
What?
So their names, they've got Mum and Dad.
Yeah.
And then, like, their names, and their two children are classed as immigrants who were told to travel down to Alice Springs, which they lived for a fair while after that.
Really?
Andrew, I've been to that exhibit. Yeah. I went there a couple of times. It's very eerie. So they get you to stand in a little room, a tiny little 2x2 kind of room. It's quite dark. It's got an old radio in it, TV, that sort of stuff. And they put you back into the 70s. And then they play the sound effect in the background of this cyclone coming through.
Oh, God.
It's the whistling and just this eerie sort of stillness that came over the city. It was a very, like, weird thing to experience just even in the middle of a museum for 2 minutes. We had Cat 3 go over, and that was kind of, I can't imagine what that was like, Andrew. That's an insane story.
Yeah.
the punching out of the windscreen, was that what, so that nothing broke the glass and then the glass got on them?
I think it was shattered or something. So, the only thing, they had to put something in front. So he was literally driving with his head out the window just so he could see where he was going.
Wow.
Oh, that's like something out of a movie. We'll go to the phones. Rebecca is in Mountain Creek. Rebecca, have you been in a natural disaster?
Hi, guys. Yes, I've been in a few. I used to live in Eyre in North Queensland, which was prone to cyclones.
Yeah.
So I think it was about 1988, Cyclone Charlie was first. And luckily I'm an asthmatic and I had to go to the hospital and stay in the hospital just in case. And Dad was left at our house. And he got a call from the neighbour and said, come for a cup of tea in the oi. And then when he went back after that, because he got stuck down there, we'd lost a section of our house, which wasn't too bad, but He was a carpenter and he rebuilt it. And the next year, we were hit with Cyclone Avu. And again, I went to town with Mum.
Yeah.
And we totally lost our whole house but the bathroom.
Oh, what? It just got flattened?
Yeah, the whole roof ripped off like a sardine can.
Yeah.
And I just had my, I think it was my 13th birthday or something, and we shoved all my toys and stuff away and it all got sucked out and all through the mango tree. Our veranda, big hole was in the neighbour's cane fields and, yeah, it was terrible.
And where was your dad when it hit that year?
He was hiding out, so he was lucky because he started off in the bedroom, but the glass shattered and where he was sitting was just glass through the wall. So luckily he went to the bathroom and hid out there. Because it was a brand new bathroom after the last rebuild.
That's what they say, is the bathroom's the safest place. It's just got the most solid walls and everything in it is just solid.
Curl up in your bathtub.
Exactly. Have a bath.
Well, you know me. I love a bathtub. So if a hurricane wants to hit Sunny Coast.
Get the bubbles out.
Yeah. Beck, that is a crazy story. Thank you so much for calling. We'll go to Trudy in Batinia. Trudes, what's your natural disaster story?
We were in the Newcastle earthquake back in December 1989.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard about this, Trudy. What was that experience?
Well, we lived in the Hunter Valley at the time and I was actually away down the coast with my parents and my husband took quite sick during the earthquake and he ended up in Newcastle Hospital with Guillain-Barre syndrome. And when we got notified and we came up, we had to get a police escort to the hospital because most of it was all shut down. And it was quite interesting.
Yeah.
100%. It's like wrong place, wrong time kind of thing. I remember getting a police escort to work during the cyclone that hit when I was in Darwin because the cyclone was getting really close and you weren't allowed on the roads. I had to call up and then they organised a police escort for me. So I had two police cars. One police car came to my place and then I got into my car and then they drove and I had to follow them through to work. We were the only people allowed to work.
Did you get to run red lights?
The lights weren't on. They switched everything off, embracing. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yes. It was eerie because it was like a ghost town.
Yeah.
And all the trees were already blowing a gale. You knew something was really close.
Yeah.
And it was still 6 hours away at that point. But I remember broadcasting, me and my best mate at the time, broadcasted overnight and all the way through the next morning. It was just him and me in the station.
Yeah.
So it was up to us. And we pulled shifts, but we were like, stuff it, we'll do a show together. And we just ended up chatting to people, different houses that were, you know, in different communities and things like that, and where things were happening, like generators were blowing up and people had lost their roofs. And just every 10 minutes, there was another caller coming through with just this blow-your-mind story.
Crazy.
It was mental.
Mother Nature. Mm. It is a scary thing. Well, thank you to everyone for our stories. Venom tickets coming your way to everyone we spoke to for that chat. And coming up next, $1,000 up for grabs with Under the Pump.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is CFM. We are Ellie and Taz live across the sunny coast doing it for the Richie Surf Outlet, who are always on sale. I am a vivid
Get off your high horse. No, you're not starting the story up there. Start it down here with the rest of us.
Okay. Well, I could have started it with I had a dream, Martin Luther King style, but I didn't. I started it with I am a vivid dreamer.
Okay.
And I had a dream last night that the moment I opened my eyes, I was like, I need to tell Taz about this on the radio. This is my future.
You haven't shut up about it since you walked in. And I've been with you for 5.5 hours at this point.
Well, I just feel like sometimes, given how vivid your dreams can be, it really crystallises things in your mind.
Okay.
And you wake up and you're like, why didn't I think of that when I was conscious?
Oh, so you're like a different person today after this dream.
Well, kind of. I mean, I might not be working here for much longer.
Oh, great.
I had a dream last night.
How quickly are you thinking about leaving?
Yeah, can you not be so excited about that prospect? Thank you. Until I go through with this,
like end
I'm
of the
still
week
employed.
Kind of thing? Or
no.
Okay.
I had a dream.
Is this your final show? Weird way to tell me you're leaving. Go for it. Tell me your dream.
You know how I love the Olympics?
Yes.
I love every part of it, and it's been my dream for my whole life to be an Olympian. However, yep. I've never tried to.
You've never been good at anything.
I've never been good at anything. Yeah. I chose netball as a sport growing up, the one bloody sport that's not in the Olympics.
Yeah, and you have to be quite tall
I just played at school and never progressed further than that. Sorry to my Mooloolaba Reds team who are listening, but I did progress further.
Stay on track.
How dare I?
On track.
So I had a dream last night of how I can get to LA 2028 as an athlete.
All right.
There's a new sport coming in to the Olympics.
Breakdancing.
No, I missed the boat there. Bloody ray gun took my spot. I could have been great.
Yeah, she used to do a really below average radio show as well, and she used to start it going, I have a vivid dream.
You may remember, Taz, that I, when I was a child, played lacrosse for a year.
Oh, God.
Because my older brothers played and my mum didn't know what to do with me, so she just sent me off to training with them.
Very common man sport.
Lacrosse is coming to the 2028 Olympics. Surely it's not played by a lot of women in Australia at this point in time.
No.
So surely my chances, given my previous experience of my year of playing lacrosse as a child, I've got a good chance. So in this dream, I was like, I've got to find the closest lacrosse club to me on the sunny coast. I've got to join, and I've got 4 years to train for LA 2028.
So lacrosse is the one with the weird basket thing, isn't it? What's that called?
Your lacrosse stick.
Okay.
So you throw the ball in the basket.
So you've got the ball. Can you run with the ball, or is it like netball? You have to stand still and you have to...
It's kind of like water polo, but with sticks and on ground.
I can't find anything in... Oh, no, here we go. World Lacrosse Women's World Championship, past teams. Yeah, they've had a team since the 80s. The first time is they won silver in the World Championships in 1982.
The Australian team?
In women's lacrosse, I think.
Oh, so I might have some competition.
Or that might be combined.
Well, you know what? I've looked up Lacrosse Sunshine Coast, Queensland. Oh, there's already... God, there's a club! They're all dudes, though.
Well, they've got photos of past teams, and there's a couple of photos that are black and white, just to show you how old this team can go.
Okay.
They're in that weird sepia tone that
I think...
I'm glad it doesn't exist anymore.
Hold up! Doing some Googling.
Okay.
Monday, 6th of January, 2025.
Yes.
The World Lacrosse Women's Qualifier is being played at Boca Arena.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I?
Are you
going? Is my dream coming?
Are you going?
Am I going?
When is it?
Monday, January 6th. Oh, I might be in Perth that day, but I could come back early.
But this is your calling. Don't go to Perth. This is your calling.
Because I could be going to LA in 2028.
Yes.
Could finally get my Olympic ring tattoo.
Can we get some of those lacrosse sticks? And so I can help you and I can be your
coach. We can practice.
Yeah. And we'll go down to the field and we'll practice.
Taz.
See if you've still got it. I'll put you through your paces.
Stop it. The girls in this photo are wearing fun goggles.
God. Oh, Sunny Coast. Guys. Why do I think... You guys, right, Sunny Coast, you listening, you get to hear music, you get to hear ads. Be happy that you get to hear ads, news, music. Because I'm not going to hear anything else but this story.
Sorry that I'm an Olympian.
Oh, shut up.
Honestly. Hey, Olympian. Celebrity Inc., if you're listening, I need to come in. I need to book in my tat.
When was the last time you lacrossed?
1997. I reckon I'm still good.
She's still got it, everyone.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.